These shining moments in Badger history are brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic reminds you to don't just live, shine.
How'd you get into this Bucky Badger gig to begin with?
Well, you know, in high school, I went to a Milwaukee area high school, Germantown, and I was that guy during, you know, the football games, during the basketball games. I would stand up in front of the student section. I guess you could say, you know, the school spirit guy and lead the cheers and do that kind of thing. And, you know, when I came to college here, going to football games freshman year and basketball games freshman year, and it just kind of, you know, I guess, you know, fell into my lap. It was right in front of my face. And we try out, I try out during the spring, and you can't try out, you know, before you're in school. So freshman year at the end of the year is the first year you can, like, officially you're eligible. And, you know, they send an email out, and there's some flyers, and I actively kind of sought out some of the old Buckies as it was and asked them how it was and what their experience was. And they, you know, recommended it, and they gave me a little inside scoop. And, you know, I went to tryouts, and next thing you know, I'm a Bucky, and, you know, it kind of just fell into my lap, I guess you could say.
Is it something that you thought about going to Madison to begin with?
No, it definitely wasn't something that, like, drew me to Madison. You know, I didn't come to Madison because I wanted to be Bucky Badger, but once, you know, I got accepted and all that stuff, and in high school people would say, oh, you know, that'd be pretty sweet, you know, if, you know, Bucky Badger is a huge mascot, I think you'd fit right in there. And once I saw the flyers and stuff and thought about it more and started telling people back home, you know, yeah, I think I might try out to be Bucky. You know, tons of people said, oh, you're perfect, the absolute person for it. So it definitely wasn't something that, you know, was my initial goal going to school.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty big commitment, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's basically, you know, a part-time job, close to full-time job here. There's no off-season. People think, you know, it's split. You know, we do Buckies by sport. Like, there's a Bucky that does football and there's a Bucky that does hockey. But really, you know, we do everything. Absolutely everything year-round. Every single home sport, you know, besides track and field and golf and tennis. But soccer, basketball, hockey, men's and women's football. And then, you know, on top of that, tons of, you know, appearances for organizations and different hospitals and, you know, private parties like weddings and graduations. And it never really slows down.
So how many appearances would you say you average in a year?
In a year, the us Buckies as a total, we do, you know, between 600 and 700 events. This year, we're actually on schedule to do close to 900. So, I mean, among seven guys, 900 events over a year. Every weekend, you know, five out of the seven of us are doing events. A lot of the times, I'll do three events in a weekend. I've heard guys do six events in a weekend. And that's just the weekends when they're big. You know, around campus, there's plenty of events during the week, you know, information meetings for different organizations, trying to, you know, draw people in and, you know, just doing events and passing stuff out. I mean, it really never stops.
Sam, what was your first assignment and how did it go?
My very first assignment was at a library. It was a library event. It was some kind of kids, you know, kids fair day, a little activity for the community. And it was on the east side up in Sun Prairie. And I got lost driving there. And I was already like 10 minutes late. And, you know, I got there and I was, you know, it's my very first time. So I'm just like, I'm so sorry. If there's anything I can do, I can stay late. I can do extra time. You know, I can do whatever. And, you know, the people were just, you know, happy to have me there. And they said, oh, not to worry. I know, you know, it's fine. Kids are still here. And it's, you know, it's a job, but at the same time, it's way more than a job. And that, you know, people, even if, you know, I made the mistake and showed up late, people are still so excited to see you everywhere you go. And, you know, it was my first time doing that. And it really just, like, set the tone for the rest of my time there. It was so much fun. And, you know, pictures everywhere and kids coming up to you and giving hugs, and every once in a while the crying kids. But all in all, it was a great first experience.
So how about your first athletic event?
My first athletic event was Fresno State on the 2009 football season, and that game was, I think, the hottest game that year. It was like mid-September. That first initial, in the beginning of the football game, we run out the flag, and that was my first time, you know, at anything that big, let alone, you know, I never did a soccer game, I never did a basketball game, but the first thing, athletic event I did was a football game. A sold-out stadium of, you know, 85,000 people. and it was just unbelievable. It was just sublime. And that game ended up going into triple overtime. Spent, you know, I don't know, 4 hours in suit. I think I lost like 9 pounds in water weight. And as exhausting and as hard and as difficult as it was probably one of the best experiences of my life.
It's got to be a thrill. You know, I mean, Camp Randall has a lot of traditions, and Bucky being one of them. And, you know, all eyes are on you in many occasions.
Oh, absolutely. I've talked to, you know, family and friends, and they'll, you know, they'll bring their kids to the game, and they say, you know, my kid doesn't know anything about Wisconsin football. He barely saw half the game the entire time. You know, he was watching you. Where's Bucky? What's he doing now? What's that doing now? And, you know, as much as I've heard that from children, I've also heard that from, you know, my friends that are, you know, 21, 22 years old, and even, you know, some of my parents' friends that are, you know, 40s and 50s. They'll watch a few plays of the game, but, you know, anytime there's a break, anytime they get distracted or whatever, it's, what's Bucky doing? What's he doing? What's he up to now? He's just such a mischievous guy. He's got to be doing something entertaining.
Now, one of the traditions at football games is to do push-ups for every point scored. How many push-ups have you had to do?
Whew. Well, lucky for me, I mean, I told you about my first game, Fresno State, triple overtime. So, I mean, that was just, you know, I don't remember the exact score, but as a first time, you know, I don't remember much of that game. It was just, a thrill of feelings and emotions, and I was just adrenaline and into it. But last year, I had the lucky draw to do Indiana, the 83-point game, and I think total there were like 530 or something like that push-ups in the game. And lucky me, I got to do just over 300 of them. So I think I started at 41, and then 49, 56. I took one break. I don't think I did 63, but then I did 69, 76, and at the very last one, 82, and, none of us could do it, so we had to bring in a fresh third guy to do it. But I definitely did my fair share of push-ups last year.
Yeah, you obviously you have to be in pretty outstanding shape to be able to pull this off, not just the push-up thing, just in general, to be able to stand the heat of the costume and everything that goes into a long day, whether it's an athletic event or whatever.
Right. And I mean, as much as we, we are entertainers and stuff, we very much are athletes. But, you know, the shape that we're in and the shape that a football player is in, we talk about this all the time amongst us. It's a very different kind of fitness. It's, you know, we necessarily don't need to be able to, you know, bench, you know, 300 pounds and squat this and, you know, deadlift that. But at the same time, we are very much endurance athletes. And, in the heat inside of the head, it's usually on an average 20 to 40 degrees hotter inside than it is outside, whatever the temperature is outside. And, you know, to be able to do that and be able to, you know, sweat and keep going. And one of the most difficult things about football games is, you know, after you do those 35, after you do those 28 push-ups, you don't get a break. You come down and you're Bucky. You have to cheer. You have to dance. I mean, there's a lot of conditioning in the sense of you just get used to not stopping. And, I mean, it's, 100% all the time. Yes, there are some times when you can sit down and, take a picture, but that's the break that you get. Taking pictures is one of the best breaks that we get, because that's the one time that we're not moving. Besides that, we don't stop.
I would imagine that suit doesn't smell too good.
Yeah, I mean, as much as it is, it's fur overalls, which it's basically like a winter coat, a big polyester sweater, and then gloves and shoes and this big old fiberglass head. Luckily, everything we can wash except for the head. But unfortunately, that's where our face is the whole time. Most of the stuff we put in the washer and, that's decent enough, but the head is the main issue, and nothing really cleans that out but tons of Febreze and Lysol wipes.
What is the best part of the job?
As busy as we are, we're doing, individually, we're, doing 200-300 events, each of us a year, but there's a lot of events, companies where we're just standing on the sidewalk and we're just waving and holding signs. And, I'm not going to lie, those events, they're not the best. They're not the most fun. We don't get that much interaction. But for every two or three events we do like that, there are events like football games and there are events like basketball games and every few weeks we do an event at the Children's Hospital where it's Bucky Bingo, and we get to see these kids that, you know, they don't have anything to look forward to in the day except for once in a while we come there and we just play bingo, and it's something that simple, and they just get, you know, they can't be any more excited. And events like at libraries with kids, or, you know, Spirit Squad family fun days at Camp Randall, where, you know, you're these kids, you make their year, and they come, you know, from miles, and lots of them, you know, will bring drawings and pictures that they drew at school, and they said, "Mom, Dad, you know, I'm bringing this to Bucky when I see him, and, you know, maybe I can get his autograph." And just making a kid's day like that, and just seeing that smile, and what I get back from that is just, you know, I would do this for 100 years if I could.
These shining moments in Badger history have been brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine.